Former US President Donald Trump is expected to appear in court in New York on Tuesday to hear the specific charges being brought against him by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Mr. Trump, currently the frontrunner for the Republican nomination for the 2024 presidential election, has been indicted by a grand jury looking into money paid to an adult film star, Stormy Daniels. Here's how the news was announced to Americans this morning on CNN.
Well, good morning, everyone. A busy day ahead. It was a busy night, and you are waking up to history. America waking up to the historic news that President Donald J. Trump has been indicted. He is the very first president. We've never seen this before in history. So here's the latest on this Friday, March 31st, 2023. Sources tell CNN Trump faces more than 30 counts related to business fraud. This case prosecuted by the Manhattan District Attorney centers around the accounting of hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
Let's talk now to Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill, who's on the line. Niall, thanks very much indeed for taking our call this early in the morning for you. But what at this stage is clear about the charges that Mr. Trump may face?
Well, all that really is clear was encapsulated in that CNN clip you played, Brian, which is that it is in relation to these payments. The one big picture point I would make is this is a very historic matter, but it has been catalyzed by really the most minor of the several legal challenges that Trump faces. He faces other probes into the 2020 election, into January the 6th, into classified documents. This case is a rather thin reed on which to hang such a historic moment.
But this is the one that looks like is going to have him in court next week, facing specific charges, charges that he seems to be fairly confident that he can deal with.
Yes, although, of course, he always engages in that kind of rhetoric and calls everything a witch hunt. But yes, I mean, there are real questions about this prosecution. One is the seriousness of the crime, whether it really justifies this measure or this approach. The other part is if he is charged with a violation of finance laws, that gets into shaky ground. There is precedent for that. A Democratic candidate about 10 years ago, John Edwards, was charged in broadly similar circumstances about money paid over an affair and was acquitted of one charge and the jury deadlocked on all the others. So it's a shaky enough case.
Just in terms of what we might see next week, and I mean, obviously the images that emerge from all of this, as you say, could well be historic. I mean, are we going to see an ex-president being handcuffed, brought to court, having his fingerprints taken, mugshots taken?
Yes, to some of those is the short answer. We will apparently see a mugshot. It is likely he will be fingerprinted. One of his legal team has suggested that he won't be handcuffed. But look, if there is a picture of Donald Trump as a mugshot, that is going to ricochet around the world about the instant it is first released.
And what about the impact that all this might have on, even at this early stage, the 2024 presidential race? Mr. Trump, we know, is seeking the nomination. I think it's fair to say, as I did earlier, that he is the front runner at this point. How does all of this play into that?
There's no question he is the front runner, and I think what we're seeing already in the hours since this indictment, the news of it broke, is a rallying around Trump by his Republican rivals. So even Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who would be a most serious potential rival, has talked about this as being an un-American approach. Mike Pence, the former vice president, calling it an outrage. So there is a rallying round even by people who would like to defeat Trump for the nomination. How it plays into a general election if Trump becomes the Republican nominee, that's really just too speculative a question at this early stage.
We'll perhaps have you back to discuss that at a further stage. Niall, thanks very much indeed for that. Niall Stanage joining us there from The Hill in Washington. Thank you, Niall.